WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates are digging in with 1 week left before Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris delivers a speech in the nation's capital tonight. Former President Trump in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Tonight, Donald Trump rallies in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a city that's majority Hispanic with a sizable Puerto Rican population. Trump's campaign has tried to distance itself from the off-color comments made about Puerto Rico and about Latino immigrants by a comic at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday. Running mate J.D. Vance shrugs off the controversy, saying Americans should, quote, stop getting so offended at every little thing, adding he's so over it.
Trump strategist Steve Bannon released from prison today. He served 4 months for his contempt of Congress conviction, defying a January 6th congressional subpoena. An Israeli airstrike killed at least 93 people in north of Gaza City, many of them women and children. They were sheltering in the building. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. There's been a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin over 2020, since both political parties are encouraging people to vote early. That's going to mean a lot of absentee ballots, and local election officials are prohibited from starting to count them until the morning of Election Day. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance brought policy comments to a stop in Wausau Monday. Vance attacked Vice President Kamala Harris on energy policies and inflation, saying a Trump administration would allow more oil drilling and require that newly built homes go to American families. And advances for Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The first 5 months of the passenger railroad's new Borealis line saw over 100,000 passengers riding the 13-stop route between St. Paul and Chicago, or an average of 650 riders per day. Borealis makes 8 stops in Wisconsin, including 2 in Milwaukee.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
99.7
say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. Unless I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. Falling apart.
80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, if you have $20, you can afford to put a four-serving Thanksgiving meal on the table this year. Target is offering that, including a turkey up to 10 pounds, some cut green beans, condensed cream of mushroom soup, jellied cranberry sauce, home-style roasted turkey gravy, stuffing mix, and russet potatoes. Not bad. $5 per person for Thanksgiving dinner. That's pretty good.
I got me a car. 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Somebody tell me. the past is gone. It went back like dust to dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the dues in life to pay. Yeah, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know everybody says you got to lose to know how it goes.
And it's Aerosmith, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, working through your lunch hour with Jay Roberts. Time now for a sports update.
Max FM Sports.
The Packers are off today before resuming workouts tomorrow and facing the Lions on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers defense has been rock solid for the most part during their four-game win streak, but Sunday's three-point win against Jacksonville may be the exception. They allowed eight plays of 20 yards or more. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
There were some things that, from a technique standpoint, that we didn't do and we didn't execute. We had one blatant busted coverage. And then just there was some poor tackling, too. I mean, they were hitting checkdowns into cover two, which usually that's what you're enticing the offense to throw, and it's catch tackle, and they were going for 20-plus yards. So we got to tackle better. We got to communicate better. We got to execute better.
L.A. Dodgers one win away from another World Series crown. They beat the Yankees 4-2 last night to take a 3-0 lead in the series. Game four is tonight. Bucks fell to the Celtics 119-108. They're off until Thursday when they travel to Memphis. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the bamba, listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Someone always playing corporation games. Who cares? They're always changing corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built.
Saturday night, I'm seeing that bumper to bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station in your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, the most famous phone number in music history. Imagine if you could have this number for your business. That'd be pretty cool. Tommy Two-Tone, 99.7 Max FM.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Point of view.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. MJ right there with Jay Roberts. Want to remind you that this weekend we change the clocks. We fall back an hour as the end of daylight saving time comes to fruition once again. I thought we were going to change that. Wasn't there like something on the books where they were going to change, get rid of regular standard time and make it daylight saving time all the time? I think that was the plan. I think it might have gotten shot down, but in any event, tonight, you don't have to worry about it. Saturday night when you go to bed. Yeah, don't change your clocks tonight. Saturday night when you go to bed, if you have clocks that do not adjust themselves, make sure you fall back. Go back 1 hour. It means you gain an extra hour of sleep on Saturday night. So that is a silver lining.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsee, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
The holidays are around the corner, and what better way to celebrate the season than tickets to Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis at Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells. Experience 15 talented musicians playing Christmas classics in the distinctive Mannheim Steamroller sound against a backdrop of dazzling multimedia effects. Tickets are selling fast for this Friday, November 15th show, so get yours today. Go to crystalgrand.com and get ready to celebrate the season with modern holiday music by Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis at Crystal Grand Music Theater, where your seat is the best seat.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 79.
99.7 Max FM.
Much.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM. Mm.
Calling your feet
Okay, show of hands, who remembers the television show Get a Life that aired for two seasons back in the early 90s, starring Chris Elliott? Remember the opening sequence when they would roll the opening credits to the show? Chris Elliott was riding his bike, throwing newspapers at area homes, newspaper delivery boy, with that theme song, Stand by R.E.M. I love that. I used to just love when they would play that intro. I would turn it up really loud because back then we couldn't get music on demand. So it was just kind of like, hey, I want to hear that song. I didn't have the cassette tape back then, maybe the CD. So I had to wait for the show to come on.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids' day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future, but some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to